shut down your browser, and pick up a book, because this week's discovery explores a new level of online outrage. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, in his novel Game, Swedish author Anders de Lamotta explored the dark side effects of our social media-based society. Now, in the follow-up, Buzz, he pushes the paranoia to the next level by examining yet another subversive side of our digital world. Well, the story catches up with Henrik H.P. Pedersen several months after leaving Stockholm to escape the deadly game in which he'd become embroiled. Thanks to the millions that he was able to steal from the game, he's spent the time traveling the world, under a variety of aliases, of course. But then, in Dubai, he's framed for the murder of a woman named Anna Argos. While he's eventually able to clear his name, he's convinced that the game is involved, so he returns to Stockholm to dig for answers. Well, while Game focused on society's obsession with social media and the need for the acceptance and approval of an online audience, Buzz expands the scope, exploring how companies and organizations use digital media to control our perception of the world around us. In investigating Anna's murder, HP ends up working for her company, Argos Eye, a PR firm that uses fake identities and fake blogs to promote their clients and cover up scandals. So, if you weren't already paranoid after reading Game, you'll be all the more suspicious of the things you find online after reading the follow-up. As HP continues his war against the game, the stakes get higher, and the details become more and more complicated. When you take the twists of the first book and add them to the revelations of the second book, it's enough to make your head spin. It's definitely a lot to take in, but it's also well worth the effort. So is it worth trolling the internet with this underground gamer? Or should you remain in blissful internet ignorance? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. As the trilogy twists and turns and transforms, it's not just becoming more involved, it's also becoming more intriguing. So pick up a copy of this digital thriller and brace yourself for the upcoming conclusion. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Buzz by Anders de Lamotta is 322 digitally dangerous pages long and is available from Atria's Emily Bestler Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.